Last weekend in Arizona, eight men learned that they will make up the Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2015. After the announcement in Phoenix, the inductees spoke to a small group of reporters about the people who helped them along the way. Only a game's Doug Tribou was there.
Behind the statistics and achievements, there was gratitude. Jerome Bettis, the former running back, is sixth on the NFL's career rushing list with more than 13,600 yards.
My mother and father, you know, they followed me through this entire journey. My mother didn't miss a high school game. She didn't miss a college game.
After attending Notre Dame, Bettis was a running back for the Rams and the Steelers.
They went to every single game I ever played in the NFL.
Bettis won a Super Bowl with the 2005 Steelers, then retired.
And they took this journey with me. My father's no longer with us, and my mother is battling cancer. So,
as Bettis choked up,
for
fellow inductee Tim Brown patted him on the back.
For me to be able to take this journey with her and give this moment to her, it was special.
Will Shields, offensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's everyone else that pushes you to be the best you can be.
Shields, perfectly named for his position, earned 12 trips to the Pro Bowl, and in 14 NFL seasons, he never missed a game.
And actually seeing all the guys from the AFC West that we got to play against, you know, every week, week in and week out, that's what made you get to this point. That's what made you work so hard to get to that next level and to push you to be as good as you can be.
The Veterans Committee elected another Iron Man in Mick Tinglehoff as the Minnesota Vikings center in the 60s and 70s. Tinglehoff didn't miss a single game in 17 seasons. Elected as contributors were former Green Bay general manager Ron Wolf and Bill Polian.
What this is about for me is the players and coaches that I've been so fortunate to be with over the years.
Under Polian's leadership as an executive, Buffalo and Indianapolis went to a combined 5 Super Bowls. He had a knack for signing good quarterbacks.
And the biggest thrill tonight is to be able to share it, obviously, with my family, but have Jim Kelly and Peyton Manning here, too, because they're the reason I'm here.
On stage at Phoenix Symphony Hall, it was Kelly who announced the only first ballot Hall of Famer of the class.
Simply one of the greatest linebackers of all time. Over a 20-year career, he was named to 10 straight All-Pro teams and 12 straight Pro Bowls. The late, great Junior Seau.
Seau committed suicide in 2012 at the age of 43.
I just know that we're proud of him, and we loved him more than anything.
He was represented by his son, Tyler. An autopsy revealed that the former linebacker suffered from chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a disease associated with repetitive brain injuries.
He blessed us with so many different things and given us so many different paths that we can take, and he never pressured us in taking his way. He loved us unconditionally, and we knew that.
While Tyler Seau remembered his dad, Charles Haley recalled a father figure.
Bill was, to me, he was a man of few words.
Bill is Hall of Famer Bill Walsh, the general manager and coach of the San Francisco 49ers when Haley joined the team.
He called me up after my rookie year and said, it's your job to lose. I walked out of his office and I told him, I ain't losing that damn job. So he followed me my whole career.
Haley later played with Dallas from the mid-1980s through the 90s. He was one of the league's most feared pass rushers, and he's the only NFL player with 5 Super Bowl rings.
Even on his deathbed, man, he called me and talked to me. You know, he always wanted to know, Charles, what do you want to do? How can I help you? You know, I haven't had that many people in my life that did things like this.
Tim Brown played all but one of his 17 seasons as a wide receiver for the Oakland and Los Angeles Raiders. Brown thanked his terrifically bad team at Woodrow Wilson High School in Dallas.
My 3 years on varsity at Woodrow Wilson, I was 4-25-1.
That's 4 wins, 25 losses, and 1 tie.
My senior year at Notre Dame, everybody was upset because we were 8-4. I was like, hey, this is a great year.
Brown won the Heisman Trophy in 1987.
And when I got to the Raiders, you know, it was easy for me to go to guys and say, hey, keep working, keep working, keep working. You know, obviously, if I'm going to tell somebody to keep working, I got to keep working.
For Brown and most of the new Hall of Famers, after all the work, there was waiting. But he got sound advice from a recently elected Vikings wide receiver.
Chris Carter told me last night, that once you get the call, you won't remember to wait. And that is the absolute truth. So I don't feel as if I've waited 6 years at this point.
Brown and his fellow inductees have a bit more waiting left until August 8th. That's when the Pro Football Hall of Fame will hold its enshrinement in Canton, Ohio. The NFL greats will share more words of thanks, and thousands of fans will be there to thank them for the memories. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.